Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yep, in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Reginald Datatula alongside Paul Gallant.
Oi.
Sitting in for the OG John Lopez. Don't worry or do for John Lopez, who had a root canal today, which is the reason why he missed the show today. He seems to be well because he has texted the program. He is still alive, as far as I can tell. And so, yeah.
You sound very confident.
I mean, look, that's I'm reporting what I can. And that is that he is alive as far as I can tell. Beyond that, I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow where he should be returning to the program. But for the time being, Paul, it has been fun to this point.
I've had a good time, man.
I wonder how fun it'll be for you here. As again, the Rockets started their season yesterday. Unfortunately, a loss, 125-124 in double overtime.
Yeah.
Versus the reigning champion, Oklahoma City Thunder. A fantastic, fun game. A lot of things that you were hoping to see looked really good. Kevin Durant gets to his spots in a way that's gorgeous to see, especially with him wearing that red. Jabari looks very confident when he's taking, and I've been very encouraged by his ability to turn corners like as a playmaker himself and do some of those things. A man handled ball pressure about as well as I could have expected early on. You had Alperin, who looked fantastic. I think he's well on his way to an all-pro, shot the ball well. However, there were some guys that didn't have their best games. And I'm interested who you think had the worst day, not to say that they're going to be worse players or whatever, but I think the context is you're looking at this team trying to figure out what you have and what are the things that you're going to be looking forward to when you get to the middle of the season and as your now expectations are higher for this team. And I think the two guys I looked at as having not so great nights, Reed Sheppard, who interestingly enough was playing deep into the overtime of this game because Amen Thompson had some cramps that took him out of the game. And then Tari Eason, interestingly enough, who his deadline for a rookie extension came up on Monday and they didn't come to terms with it. In fact, we got a little bit of information on their deals, but I want to start with the game itself. Who of those two did you feel had the worst night, Paul?
I'm going to give you a two-part answer.
No problem.
Really quickly. First part, who had the worst night, based off of public perception? Easily Reed Sheppard. Just look at the internet. He was trending at the end of that game on X, and I imagine everybody was watching the game on their couch. You were wondering, why is this guy still on the court? He's so small. Why is he sometimes looking off Kevin Durant? What is going on here? I'll say with Reed Sheppard, I think you got to be patient. More reps, the better the chances are that he improves. It's early in the season. It's an 82-game season. We got 81 more. But I think deep down, if you were to ask which guy's feeling worse coming out of this game, Tari Eason followed up a 7-game series against the Golden State Warriors where he really struggled and, of course, already has a target on his back because of the bleep talking that he has done with the Golden State Warriors. He throws the towel in the middle of that series as well.
I had forgotten about the towel throw. My goodness.
I asked him about the towel throw at the press conference afterwards. Jalen Green started laughing. Then you have this game to open up right after you bet on yourself. He's going to feel like crap probably until Friday. So I think everyone is probably in agreement that watching Reed Sheppard is frustrating because you're wondering if he's ever going to amount to anything more than a role player. But we know what Tari Eason is, and he has to simply be a more consistent player, not a player who looks apprehensive out there, and especially if you're in a contract year.
Yeah, Tari Eason, I still love his defense. I saw him get one of those, you know,
great.
In-game blocks, like, or obviously all the blocks are in-game, but like one of those blocks that like keeps the ball in possession and you're able to go the other way with it.
His athleticism, it's pretty impressive.
That's still there, and that's still going to be very important for this team. I was a little frustrated by his decision-making, especially when you have guys on the floor that you can get the ball to. Now, admittedly, not as confident, right, because you saw some of the shaky ball handling that happened.
They're all nervous out there. It's a weird spot. You have a guy in Fred VanVleet who was the leader of your team, and he tears his ACL weeks before the start of the season.
Yeah, and it's rough, but Tari Eason had a few turnovers because he got caught in a place and, you know, did not get rid of the ball. He kind of, you could kind of feel him, I think, pressing in some ways because of the news that I imagine that we saw, that this is now a final year of his contract heading into restricted free agency. In fact, Brian Windhorst reported that Tari Eason was offered over $100 million on his rookie extension.
Wow.
It wouldn't have been guaranteed, and I do wonder if that would have been the point that he hinged on, the idea of, I know that I've had injury issues, but you're really not going to guarantee my money, right? I do wonder if that's, and that's speculation by me.
But based off of track record, Reggie, I mean, the Rockets had that deal with Jalen Green where it was, I guess, based off of what he was going to do, and obviously made it very easy for them to move on from him with the trade.
Yeah. So I do think he had a poor night. I am still going to come back to Reed Shepard. I think it solidified a thought that I had, which is that dude's a bench guy right now. And even with that, he's going to still need to figure out how to play with the guys that he has, namely Kevin Durant. I know a lot of people were making a lot of him looking off Kevin Durant. I think we might be doing a little much. However, there is something to be said about it. Kevin Durant in the mid-range, gorgeous. Take it. Reed Shepard, when he's getting downhill, and I like that he's taking confidently because I do think that's something necessary as a shooter. 3 of 11, 2 of 7, not the greatest night, but it will get better. But there's some instances where you're taking a mid-range jumper in a time where you might want to move that one, young fella.
Yeah, and
time and place, buddy. Time and place.
I don't want to compare myself to an NBA player who's a couple inches taller than me, but, you know, as a white guy who has, while on the pickup courts, every now and then dribbled to my right and then shot a fadeaway thinking I'm Allen Iverson or Kobe Bryant, there is a time and place for all of that. Overtime is definitely not that. Against the defending champs is definitely not that, too.
But my major thing, sticking point in saying that Reed Shepard had the worst night compared to Tari Eason is, I can feel the thing that you have Tari Eason on the floor, the thing that keeps Tari Eason on the floor is his defense. Mm-hmm. I don't think those turnovers will be as bad. Again, this is a team that has the best ball pressure that you will see in the Oklahoma City Thunder. You will play teams that are not going to be nearly as tough for Tari to move the ball, or maybe even if he decides to freelance a little bit, for him to get into his bag a little bit. There are a lot of teams that will dribble past you, and Reed Shepard had really, really poor point of attack defense in this. And for an Ime Udoka team, this is a necessity to be on the floor, especially if they're going to do a lot of this zone. If you're at the top of that zone, you're going to need to at least provide a little bit of resistance defensively.
And that's supposed to be a strength of his.
Being able to move his feet.
Defensively, his hands are so active. He steals, he blocks, but to what you're saying, is there more to it than the hands?
Oh, yeah, it always is. It's one of the things that frustrates me as, gosh, I'm going to sound like such a jerk, as someone who's always loved watching basketball and sometimes sees people that maybe not as adept in it will look at, you know, the stocks, the steals and blocks and be like, oh, well, that's good defense. I'm like, not inherently. Yes, steals and blocks are part of good defense, but you'll see defenders that, you know, gamble for steals. And so they'll get steals, but then they're, you know, ruining the integrity of the defense. You can think about it in football,
Rondo,
right?
Rondo got really bad with that towards the end of his
time. Oh, he sure did.
Yeah.
Because he's the type of player that's too smart for his own good.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you can even see this in football and defense. If you have that safety that is willing to gamble for that interception, but then allows big plays, then what are you doing?
Asante
are you
actually Samuel, like cornerback. Yeah, you're so right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I think that, not to say that that's inherently what Reed is, but the point is, steals don't inherently mean great defense, even though he's really adept at using his hands. What you need to be able to do is stay in front of folks. And right now, that is, at least in game one, not to overreact too much, but to point to a thing that has been an issue for him, and that if it continues, will be an issue with him staying on the floor. They were smooth. It was like he wasn't on the floor at times. the ways that they were driving by him. And that applies more defense to a zone defense that I or more pressure rather to a zone defense that I already am kind of interested in seeing how well it holds up in the second year of utilizing it.
All fair points. You've actually, I think, swayed me because I think, Tari Eason definitely feeling bad maybe after the extension. But between what he's getting online from people and on top of that, with what you're laying with the defensive side of things, where maybe he's not as good as everyone's wanting him to be because he has those steals and block numbers. Yeah, how do you get better at that in over the course of a season? You know, that might be just a this is what he is issue.
And that's what gets uncomfortable if that's the case. I'm not sure if that's the case. I think that he can be maybe more attuned on moving his feet, staying in front. And maybe that requires a little bit less of a inclination to try and get steals. But if you can have the good integrity, especially with all the guys that you have around him, right? You have a lot of length and defensive prowess. You just need to not be a sieve. And I think that that's the starting point. Unfortunately, the starting point, though, we saw here was him being a little bit of a sieve here. I think it made it even more important that Dorian Finney-Smith comes back healthy as soon as possible. Miss you, big fella, because I think the defense that he will be able to provide in some instances will be there. But I'm not ready to like get rid of Reed. That'd be asinine. I do think though that as much of the Reed point guard experiment, I'm losing faith. I think that he needs to be more of a movement shooter, a la JJ Redick, maybe more of a spot up shooter, somebody that you put over there as opposed to being on ball.
Yeah,
which maybe that creates more opportunity for Aaron Holiday to play at times, which I don't know what appeal people have for that.
No, they don't, but I think you're going to have to play him a little bit more than ideally we would all like to see.
But other than, I mean, those feel like the real downsides in this, and maybe Josh Okogie don't want a ton of his minutes, but there was a lot of good in this game, was it not?
I came away from this game very happy. It was an enjoyable watch, first off. We haven't had much of those in Houston sports of late. And on top of that, I mean, you went to two overtimes against a team in the Thunder that's the defending champions, and you did it on a night where you didn't shoot well from outside. You shot 28% from the game. I came away from this game rather encouraged, because to what you've been saying too, Reggie, this is a elite defensive team. There are very few teams, if any, that can play as well defensively as them.
Did you have, like me, I'm a little bit of a hater as I'm watching this Rockets team recently, and I've realized that, and I'm working through it. I want you to know
specifically what?
I've talked about in men, and I was like, I want to wait and see this. At one point last year, I asked the question, is Alperen Şengün really baby Jokic, or is it more baby Domantas Sabonis, right? Like, I recognize there's been some instances where I've been a little bit of a hater, even though I have a lot of love for this Rockets team. Did you watch this game at all and see, man, the Thunder are getting a lot of open shots that are just missing from three, and if a team is knocking down threes, which they started doing in the second half, which allowed them to push to overtime, is this team equipped to cut out the three ball, especially from that wing that is something that teams like going to?
That's the problem when you got two big guys. You know, you just have a little bit less flexibility all around the court. But now they hope that it makes up for it, given that they got Amen Thompson and they got Durant and they have Jabari Smith Jr. You have so much length that's potentially patrolling the outside, and if you want to do a zone and all that stuff. But yeah, that's certainly something to be concerned about. I mean, there's going to be some games where you go up against a team like Boston, they're going to shoot it 60 times. Can you stop that? I hate that style, by the way.
You hate the style of basketball?
That's my favorite
team,
and I hate how they play. I really do. I like how they play defensively, and I like the passing, but God, every possession's a three.
Okay, so since you brought up style of play, you down for this Rockets style of play? I mean, obviously, we haven't seen it reformed. But
the defensive side of it, I like a little football in my basketball, I always say. So, I mean, yeah, if Amen Thompson's like throwing people down to the ground and stuff, yeah, I'm all for that. I'm all for that.
That is an interesting thing that you brought up, because I've been watching this with a man, and I think that his particular brand of spicy when it gets there is important. I did see Kevin Durant doing a little bit of pointing on defense, because Fred is one of those guys that talks on defense, and I think that's undervalued. I'm still looking forward to who kind of helps organize defense as they continue to go.
Yeah, and look, he's going to have to. There's no Fred VanVleet. Someone has to fill that void. You would hope that it would be Thompson at some point. For the defensive side of things, and to what you've been talking about, your concerns that you have with this defense, it's not going to be Şengün. Şengün, no. I think, is going to be a little bit more capable defensively, because I think I think last night he showed his conditioning is better, his endurance is better,
yes,
and all of a sudden his range is better. But it's got to be Thompson eventually that's going to take the lead here.
Overtime helped 39, 11, and 7 for Alperen. Are we going to start doing triple-double watch a little bit with him? Because I'm super excited for his season if I haven't already led
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, that's off to a good start,
that'd
though.
That would be so fun if we're... And again, 39-11, right? So it's not like this is 23-11-7. Now, of course, double overtime helps some, again. But I'm very excited for this. It's still very good game. Game one, unfortunately, it goes down as a loss. Nobody's going to qualitatively go, well, that was such a good game. But it makes me even more excited for what we stand to see from this Rockets team. And of course, it's worth remembering, they get home and you get a Thompson duel as Alsar and the Pistons come.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
To Toyota Center on Friday night at 7 p.m. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here. Coming up next, it's about that time where we hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. Fig, what you got for us, man?
Yeah, so what is something people do in this day and age that you would never get on board with? 713-572-4610. I got a couple things where I'm just kind of old man with it, so I want to know yours. Plus, which is more embarrassing between two inventions? Is it genius or embarrassing?
Okay, genius or embarrassing. Okay. A little bit of that. Let's do that next.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. So what's something people do in this day and age that you'll never get on board with? 713-572-4610. And this is in honor of my guy Reggie, who would not get on board with AI. Paul,
how you feel
about AI? Just in AI, Chat GPT, and all that stuff. How do you feel about that?
I've seen Terminator and I've seen The Matrix, so I should know better. However, I have found that since my stupid blue checkmark that I now have to pay for on X slash Twitter is $40 a month, I am now using
40 bucks.
It's insane. I don't know how it turned to that. This is the only way I can live stream my podcast. I have to pay this amount of money to do it. It's a write-off, yeah. I guess. But
what's the name of the podcast?
The Gallant Says Podcast, everybody. Subscribe, rate, review. But there's something about Grok that I have found very useful, specifically when it comes to finding specific clips, making bullet point lists of things that have happened. So I'm coming around on it. But to what you're saying, Reggie, I don't want to, and I feel guilty.
You should.
So I still abuse my Alexa as a result. And as I was talking with Reggie during the commercial break, I don't know. I think that technology has screwed me over somehow, and then I'll yell at the artificial intelligence concierge that gets you to actually talk to customer service like we used to be able to.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it made me think about all the stuff that we just dug into that we ain't going to give a chance in honor of Reggie. So I got a couple things that I'm kind of just old man about that. I no matter what happened, I'm not giving this a shot.
Fig, before you get there, I'm doing the worst thing, breaking up your segment, but can I tell you something that I feel like you would like?
Yeah.
A friend of mine yesterday, I think, asked me a question that I was like, this is a basic question. Can't you Google it? And it was the perfect response was like, what? So I can go through that hellscape? You know you don't want me to. Just give me the answer. You know you got to know it. And I was like, damn it, he's right. He's right that I don't want you to use Google and use the AI because I'll think about the water usage. And I already know the answer. So I am now opening myself up to my friends just asking me simple questions that I know is going to drive me insane. I know it.
Yeah, we just got to get you used to just going to AI instead of Google, man. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Just accept
not gonna happen.
That we're all going to get replaced by robots someday. And once you do, it makes it a lot easier to use them until we die.
At least if you get on board, you can work with the robots.
Oh, nope,
you
won't
be replaced by the robots.
Stitch and Figgy.
I'm going to bring this full circle to something we talked about earlier. I'm going to be Will Smith in the early parts of iRobot. I'm going to be very critical.
Skeptical.
Very skeptical, thank you, of the robots. Up until the very end.
Yeah. Yeah. So that kind of got me thinking of random stuff in life that I'm just not getting on board with. So yes, I think it was yesterday I was watching, might have been watching the game or something like that. And the Starbucks commercial came on and they showed the little kid. I guess they promoting this protein coffee and they showed the little kid drinking the protein coffee or the drink, whatever it was.
Protein coffee.
And I'm like, what is that kid doing drinking coffee? And I just grew up in an era where no kids are supposed to drink coffee at all. I don't know why, but my first thought was I ain't giving no kid no coffee. I think I'm sticking to my guns with that one. Weird to say because you see a lot of kids going to Starbucks now, and I never really drunk coffee until a grown man.
Do you remember what the stigma was? Is it like stunts growth? Was that the caffeine?
Yes, that was it.
The caffeine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It didn't work for me.
But we let them have sodas, though, huh?
Yeah, right. That's a funny one.
Yeah.
Such a good point.
Why are we like this?
Big sugar.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Big sugar.
I have no idea.
The new big tobacco.
Yeah. Another one for me is I still got to cut the car off whenever I'm pumping gas.
Strong agree.
I can't just sit there with the car running. And decide to pump the gas.
Wait,
like
people do that? They leave the car running?
The man for whom you are filling in does that.
What? That's psychotic.
That's crazy.
Doesn't the car almost blow up?
Exactly. Like I've seen enough movies where it does.
Yes.
And then the tank would blow up too.
Yeah.
That
to me, that is still silly.
That's not even how it works, but I don't care. Like I'm still like I'm afraid of it. Why would we dare fate when we could just turn it off?
May as well light up a cigarette while you're out.
Right,
exactly.
Right, you're not saving your starter that much by one more turn off. No. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what you got to cut the car off, get out the car. You got to touch some metal so you won't blow everybody up and then pump the gas.
Oh, I forgot about the static electric. That's a good call. Let me write that down so I can
just
remember.
Tap the car a little bit, man. Just make sure everybody's safe.
I refuse to be in a Zoolander situation.
You know tragic gasoline fight mishap.
Yeah. Another thing that I got, I can't get on board with is, you know how you have the cars with the backup cams and all that stuff, and now you got the rear view mirror, which is just a video, just a camera now.
That's become a video in some cars now.
Yeah, my wife just got a new car, and they got the option where you could use the mirror, the regular mirror, or video in the rear view mirror. I got to go with the old school mirror, man. I just don't like it. Every time I look up, I'm like, it's just the video.
Seems
in the review. I'm like, nah, I can't do it, man. I'm old school when it comes to that. I still check my blind spots by looking over my head, over my shoulder.
Got to.
Yeah, I use my mirrors right. And I'm starting to come around to the backup camera that's in the middle of the console.
I'm glad about the backup camera.
I still got to turn around.
I turn around too. You have to.
Sometimes I don't trust the backup camera for some reason.
If
but
you're in
now,
a grocery store parking lot, for sure.
Yeah, but most of the time I'm just looking behind my shoulder, old school. Just throw the arm behind the other headrest and just look behind me like that.
I will say, like, because again, I'm with you guys on the backup camera for sure, is where I embrace modernity. However, sometimes when we embrace modernity, we lose some of the cooler things. Because that move when you're backing up, throwing that hand over the the rear view, or over the rather passenger side,
yep,
that's cool as hell. You can't tell me no different.
Yeah, man, people that do that know how to drive.
It looks cool in movies, especially in getaways and things like that. But I'm thankful that I had it. Did you know that on the Florida driver's license test, which is where I got my license, you do not have to learn how to parallel park for that? Also, did you know that I definitely failed the time that I took the Florida driver's license test and they added up the score wrong and they gave me a license? So I'm a menace behind the wheel.
So what'd you say you drive again?
I grew up in St. Pete, Florida.
No, not where. What car do you drive?
Right now, I'm driving a Volkswagen Taos.
Okay, so look out for some Volkswagen Taos out there.
Watch
on
out.
The streets of Houston.
I'm Westheimer, like Fast and Furious,
that's
baby.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, text them in, 713-572-4610. What's something that people do nowadays that you still just can't get on board with?
Oh, all right. So we got people saying it's against the law in Texas to refuel without turning the car off.
Save this for tomorrow.
Everybody that's saying that, I don't even need you to listen to the whole show tomorrow. Please do. Yeah, I hope you enjoy
it. Just text in around
10:01. Right about that time so that John Lopez sees it. I just need to, I don't know why. It's quixotic at this point, the mission to civilize, to get him to stop leaving the car.
He tried to do it. So we drove the radio road last year, and he tried to do it by stopping to get some gas and leaving the car on. I can't remember.
He left us in the car.
Yeah, yeah. I think you might have cut the car off.
Of course I did. What, you just going to leave us to die?
Man.
That's a setup.
So someone should, Halloween's around the corner. Maybe as you guys do this segment, somebody comes in wearing a police uniform and knocks on the door.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll be able to tell when they come in and say they're arresting him for leaving his car on.
We should get a real cop to do that.
What's the statute of limitations?
Isn't that like a fine?
You could probably get camera evidence of it. All these gas stations have cameras there.
That's a good point.
Lopez, you got to be careful, bro.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
All right, as we continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, I want to know, which one is this? Is this invention genius, or is this a little bit embarrassing? So a Japanese company unveiled a human washer of the future is what they're calling it.
Wait, you said human?
Yep, human washer. Let me get to this.
Oh, like a human. I thought like a. Okay, never mind. Sorry, my bad.
So it's a giant pod that washes people automatically with no scrubbing needed. So users sit in the tub while it fills up and sprays them clean using microscopic bubbles to remove the dirt.
Out.
Microscopic is what did it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was. I was out from the start.
Oh, okay.
This is the machine that
the bubbles are too small. Yeah.
When Skynet goes online, this is the machine that they're going to use to slowly cut off the oxygen into that little chamber and kill us all. It's the easiest thing to get us all with.
Yeah. So also, if you a little more interested in this, they also have like a projector in there so people can watch calming videos.
Oh, God.
While they're washing.
What are they trying to calm you for?
With the microscopic.
So that they can insert chips into your forehead. Yeah. Open your third eye, Figgy.
You'll be 5G in no time.
Yeah. So is this genius or embarrassing?
Oh, this is embarrassing, man.
Yeah, gross.
Why are you so lazy? Yeah. Although, to be fair, I think one thing I got to remember, and whenever you have like some of these innovations, it is easy to see like the people who are able and going, this is lazy. There is probably like a disability aspect of this that I'm sure would be huge. Like the idea of sponge baths or whatever gets a lot different if you can just put somebody in the wash machine.
Right? But you got to have a lot of money to get this damn thing.
Right. Like I'm thinking hospitals maybe have special use cases for this or whatever. Maybe disability, there's insurance kind of type things. But just like for the layman, I bet not find out you got the people washer in there.
So
you better get you a washcloth and wash your ass.
So this thing been ordered for hotels and leisure facilities. So they probably going to be in hotels and all that stuff across the country.
5-star hotels.
Yeah.
So when your bill at the Ritz-Carlton goes up even more, like that's what you're paying for. That's the tack on there.
This is not at a Motel 6. Imagine one of these at a Motel 6.
Yeah. Yeah, so
you probably shouldn't get in that. It's got a quarter slot on the side.
It's got more than that.
It's like I didn't put enough quarters. I'm only half clean.
Yeah. So let me get to this one. Is this embarrassing or is this genius? A new $600 toilet camera that watches you go poop and analyze the results. So I forgot the name of this company, but they just debuted a $600 toilet camera. And it pretty much analyzed the poop.
Don't people go to jail for having cameras in toilets?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's something with Buc-ee's.
Like, how would you even justify this?
Yeah.
So this would be in your home, though. This would be in your home.
Right.
And this thing called Dakota.
You can't let nobody else use your toilet then, because then immediately that's like spy software.
Yeah, exactly. You're liable.
So this thing fits on the side of most toilet bowls and uses some little sensors to scan your waste. And then it spits the stats out on your phone.
I'm sorry.
Is this genius?
So this is just to determine whether or not you're fat? Is that what it's all about?
Well, it kind of determine if you're... I mean, I guess you can see a lot through your poop.
Yeah, no, stool samples are a thing, right? There is a lot of study.
So
I guess they analyze to see if there's blood in there and, if you drink it enough, if you're hydrated.
What is this? are you pitching this to us?
No.
You intrigued?
Is it genius?
Is
this embarrassing?
It's embarrassing,
it is very embarrassing. I would like to say. I am interested in what stats you got. You know what I mean? I'm very interested in what kind of stats come through here.
Hey, I don't want to hear any
just
stats.
Just go to the doctor, man, and let them handle all that. We ain't got to do this at the crib. And I damn sure don't want to see it. I ain't trying.
Is this going to be like doorbell cameras where you got the app on your phone and you can go back to the video? You can get instant replay?
Hey, man, let me...
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know what? You're right.
Wait a minute. I had something last week. Let me go back and see.
Let me open up my notes app and go ahead and type up the apology. Because hey, I'm sorry. I made a very insensitive joke.
It's not insensitive. It's just nasty, bro.
Hey, my poop looked a little different from when I ate these chicken wings this week. Let me go back last week.
I don't have enough fiber in my diet.
From the 713, when the hell did this turn into the dry?
Yeah. This is definitely a topic for the drive. I'm sure one of them will buy that camera. I can see Clint getting this camera. I can see him getting this camera. And I will move on quickly.
Please.
Smith Stape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. When was the last time y'all stepped foot into a library and checked the book out?
Ooh, I've stepped foot into a library relatively recently. I did not actively check a book out.
When was the last time you checked the book out?
It's been years.
Yeah, I don't remember. There's one right near me that I could theoretically use. I will say the library, Houston Library Online's got some pretty
incredible
great resources to use.
Right. If I mean,
I like to go back in time and see like old newspaper headlines talking about like Houston sports from, you know, like the Clutch City days.
Yeah, yeah. Like the resources of the library is huge. I made sure to get a library card as soon as I got into town. But I just, for me, I usually will use an app and try and get like,
it's better online. Yeah, you don't want to go in there. It's kind of
no, the libraries are nice. I just, yeah, for some reason the books that I'm looking for are usually newer or a little bit more specialized. But I guess I need to, you know what? It's
just,
on me.
Just go look and see what they got.
I need to go look, and then I need to go in and like ask for, can y'all get this book? Because your library will do that for you. You know?
Yeah. So y'all probably don't know this, but the most libraries stop doing the late fees. Remember the late fees back in the day for the books?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And apparently this person must have found out and decided to turn their book. Let's go to San Antonio with this little quick story.
To San Antonio, Texas now, where the public library says someone has returned a book, get this, nearly 82 years overdue. It was checked out in July of 1943. Fortunately, the library stopped charging late fees 4 years ago.
Why would you return it?
Like, who the hell was that? Who the hell was that? Anne Frank?
Wow.
Returning the book.
Well, there's a particular reason why that would not go over, the returning of that book. But
like, who was returned? Who was,
they don't even have record of that book no
those
more.
Books. I don't know why you would ever return it. Just keep it at this point. It's vintage.
It's yours.
It probably looks cool because like books from back in the day, they got like the hardbound covers and stuff. You like to have some of those in your bookshelf.
They actually had the little card on the back and all that stuff too, with dates and everything.
Yeah, take it off.
They took good care of this book.
Just take it off. Just you've stolen it. Just stay stealing.
Technically, they didn't steal it because they returned it. They just borrowed it for a very.
There's so many kids over the 83 years that wanted that book.
Very long time.
What book?
They got another book. For sure, right? The library just got another copy.
I would think so, yeah.
I was like, the way that you're saying it, they were just like, well, we can never get that book again.
Unless it's a book that no one ever gets, and maybe it's...
I wonder how long they were billed for it. Or do you think it was a point the library just like, screw it?
Does the library add interest, or is it just generally day by day?
Good question.
Either way, it's a big old number, but...
I who would want to find out? Like, what if they were like, actually, you know you got this when that wasn't a thing, and we're not going to honor your return unless you pay us $8 billion.
You got to put your finger to the corner of your mouth when you say that. there you go. Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig if you have something mixtape worthy. Some things, by the way, that people said they're not getting with, texting and driving. Good for you. Somebody said, thanks but no thanks on podcasts, which is hilarious. they were just like, I refuse to do podcasts. Again, the Gallant Says podcast.
Hey. Gallant Says podcast.
Hey, salute to you listening to AM radio.
Yeah, baby.
Because if you ain't doing no podcasts, I'm sure you listening on the radio.
That's right. One of the many places that you can get us, YouTube, Twitch, Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, a lot of different places. Your smart speaker, just let it know that you want to listen to Sports Radio 610. All right. Coming up next, let's get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. Paul, I don't want to have you do homework for nothing. We were talking a little bit about what the ceiling is for D'Amico Ryans, and you kind of put up a list.
Yeah, where did I put that list?
Okay, well, we'll see if you still have the list, because I do want to look through that next.
Big voice, man, but you got the name wrong. That is Paul Gallant sitting in for the OG today. Much appreciation to Paul for hanging out.
Thanks for inviting me. Please invite me back. I live under a bridge with my cat now. I'm kidding. I do a podcast, though. So.
Oh, I know you're kidding, because there's no way that a cat would live with you under a bridge.
No.
Those little jerks.
They'd go off and find rats and bats somewhere else until I die. And
cats
then come back
cats
and eat
are gold
me.
Diggers. Mm-hmm. Cats are like, oh, you ain't got nothing for me? Well,
for sure.
I'm out of here.
For sure. I still
unlike dogs. A dog would have stayed with you underneath that.
It might have. It would have been very heartbreaking. Very heartbreaking indeed.
It would as well. But I would like to let you know, it's not up to me whether or not you show up again on Sports Radio 610. However, I have a feeling that you will.
I just got to land the plane.
Are you going to mess it up? That is the question of this segment. Will Paul Gallant mess it up in the final few minutes before we hand things off to the fellas of the drive here on a Wednesday? No, earlier we were asking the question, what is D'Amico Ryans' ceiling? And we were talking more about, like, you know, the current where he is right now, I think there's still like a question that I'm living with, which is, can he turn this thing around? But I think the ceiling question is really interesting. We're not at that point yet where the season is all gone and you have to start looking forward as to what you're going to do. It feels like you're a lot closer than you should be. However, I do want to kind of do this experiment because it felt like you went through and you wanted to kind of judge DeMeco and how you feel his ceiling or who you would prefer versus him and some of these other coaches in the league.
Well, just take a look at who are the best coaches in the league right now. Let's just go top to bottom. Who's considered towards the top or at the top? Mike Tomlin's been around long enough. They've never had a losing season. He's won a Super Bowl. John Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens.
You know what's funny? You mentioned Tomlin, and Tomlin might be an interesting comparison. Like, defensive guy comes in.
Could be.
He's never been great at picking offensive coaches.
That is also true.
Like, Todd Haley's of the world. Right now, Arthur Smith, although it feels like Arthur Smith has fixed some of this. And now that I think about it, I wonder how much of that is Aaron Rodgers just deciding that he's the offensive coordinator, because I'm pretty sure Arthur Smith isn't good at this. I should have considered that earlier, but yeah.
He was good with Ryan Tannehill back in the day, but I'm with you. Well, I always wonder how much input Rodgers has. These are the guys at the top tier. DeMeco is definitely not here. Jim Harbaugh got to a Super Bowl. Andy Reid has the most Super Bowls that are in the league right now. Nick Sirianni. He's the defending Super Bowl champion.
I
feel you. I understand
Figgy,
it.
Figgy knows. I am fighting to try and give Nick Sirianni credit. I just don't want to.
He had to shut up this past season. But now
I was quiet a little bit, but yeah. I'm talking again. Like, I'm talking. How is it that you keep hiring these offense coordinators as an offensive guy, and for some reason y'all keep forgetting what y'all do well?
It's a good question. And just to wrap it up, these are the coaches probably at the top. These are top shelf. Matt LaFleur in Green Bay. I mean, look at the win-loss record. You can't deny it. And then in the NFC West, you've got Kyle Shanahan and you've got Sean McVay. So those are all the guys that you have to say are better than DeMeco Ryans just based off of the pelts on the wall to this point. But if we compare to coaches who are either in the game for a couple of years or who have proved some things but maybe never gotten all the way, I'm wondering if you think DeMeco Ryans has a higher ceiling than these guys. Want me to just run through them real quick?
Let's do it.
Okay. Mike Vrabel. Higher ceiling, lower ceiling. He seems to have stumbled into a great quarterback.
He feels like a really interesting kind of comparison with DeMeco.
One with Tannehill. Leader of men.
Played
at a very high level as far as ex-players turned coaches go.
The ceiling in theory feels like it's similar, but right now I'm trying to fight recency bias, but right now the recency bias feels like it leans Vrabel.
Next, Sean McDermott, Buffalo Bills, who might be at his ceiling right now, which is why the Bills, who are always everyone's preseason darling and have never done bleep with it.
But that ceiling is AFC championship. Now, how much of that is quarterback driven? And I can't neglect the fact that as much as McDermott is walk-around coach, that defense is not good right now.
No, it's not. And I don't care what kind of random historical reference he brings up in a motivational speech. Don't feel great about him there.
The one thing I will say with him, though, is I give him a lot of credit because I gave him a lot of bleep at that point. When they fired Ken Dorsey as offensive coordinator, when you looked at the statistics and it was like, oh, this looks pretty good. Why are you firing that guy? And all of a sudden, middle of the season, you get Joe Brady come in, and that offense gets a lot better.
And then win. Okay. Kevin Stefanski, he's a two-time coach of the year.
Stefanski's weird.
It is, right? It seems like he's in a no-win scenario right now.
Hey, there's a lot of times where I keep coming to him, and I'm like, man, he's a pretty good coach, isn't he? And then I just keep seeing the team be bad. Admittedly, is the Browns, though, so who knows?
Dan Quinn, Commanders. He has been to a Super Bowl, and then he blew it.
He has been to a Super Bowl. For some reason... Those guys love him, though. I don't know. I'm in a weird place there, but I think Dan Quinn might have a higher ceiling at this point, proven-wise.
Brian Daboll.
You can't get me there.
They're saying the exact same things as DeMeco Ryans this week in New York.
Yeah, you can't get me there.
Ben Johnson? No, he's not. It's too early for Ben Johnson. Todd Bowles. Look at the Bucks.
Todd Bowles, the level of experience that exists there.
He's been there around, he's really been a while, tough. A long time, and on around a long time, and you take a look at him where he's at right now. He still does have a losing record as a head coach. And then we'll just wrap it up. Mike McDonald, the guy you just saw Monday night.
Mike McDonald feels like he has a high ceiling. Right? Feels like he has a really high ceiling.
Very high.
Especially because it's very clear
the game plan that he comes with. It feels like he is very particular in what he's doing. Now, of course, it's easy to feel very clear when you're early on in your career as a head coach, right? Like, it's that's what you're going for. That's how we probably felt that way about DeMeco in year one. And honestly, even early on in year two, it's always about how you are able to navigate the adversity. Those are the things that make people champions in whatever you do in life, right?
Sure.
People who are great but can't handle adversity ultimately aren't going to make it there. This is the adversity that DeMeco Ryans has. Like, the offensive coordinator, the continued issues. I mean, and when you talk about a season overall, even last year, the adversity did not take you to a place where you still didn't win 10 games. Like, this is the real adversity that the coach needs to find a way to navigate. So I think, actually, when we talk about what the ceiling is, these next few weeks will probably be incredibly illustrative in what the ceiling of DeMeco Ryans is.
There it is. Another word.
Gosh, I'm such a jerk, aren't I? All right, you know what?
I don't know what that was.
Enough of this. Enough of this.
Yeah. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.